Blog Talk Radio.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on.
Sunday Gospel Show. It's only going to be an hour today, folks. There's a lot going on, but it's going to be a great hour. Can you hear me? Please, can you hear me? Because if you can't, I need to do something. And if you can, I need to know. Hello? Is anybody home? Can anybody hear me? Hello? Well, maybe not. Doesn't seem like it. Nobody's answering me. Hello, people. Okay. We'll just call in, and then I know you can hear me. All right. You can hear me. You can hear me. Thank goodness. Thank goodness, because that was my phone making that funky noise. So we don't want to have to do that all the show. All right, guys. Our first song, I like this song. I've liked this song since I was a child. This is Eloise Sonnen. Give me oil in my lamp.
Kanisang, wie vat die saam? Die woord sê, jy gaan niks saam met jou vat as jy hemel toe gaan nie, maar ek sê vir jou, daar is iets wat jy kan saamvat. Siele, het jy al vandag met iemand gepraat oor Jesus? Het jy vanoggend vir iemand een gebedjie gedoen? Het jy vanoggend vir iemand een SMS gestuur en gesê, Jesus is lief vir jou? Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Jesus, keep me burning till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Yes, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Oh, give me joy in my heart, keep me singing. Yes, give me joy in my heart, I pray, I pray, I pray. Give me joy in my heart, keep me singing. Jesus, keep me singing till the break of day. Yes, because I'm singing Hosanna, I sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, na, sing Hosanna to the King. Oh, give me love in my heart, keep me serving. Yeah, give me love in my heart, I pray, I pray, I pray. Give me love in my heart, keep me serving. Jesus, keep me serving till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to Jesus. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, na, na, sing Hosanna to Jesus our King.
I like that song. I learned that when I was 6 years old in Sunday school. I love it. It's great. And I'm so sorry Carolyn's not feeling well today. That's just not good at all. But maybe God will touch her through the music and she'll feel better after she hears some of this. That would be great, wouldn't it? How about, this is one person. His name is Sam. He is singing 9 different parts to this song. Down to the River to Pray.
As I went down to the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and you shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show us the way. Oh, sisters, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. As I went down to the river to pray, studying about the good old way, and you shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show us the way. Oh, brothers, let's go down, come on down, come on, brothers, let's go down, down to the river to As I went down to the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and you shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show us the way. Oh, fathers, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Down to the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and you shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show us the way. Oh, mothers, let's go down, don't you wanna go down, oh, mothers.
to the river to pray. Oh, sinners, let's go down, down to the river to pray.
All of those parts were sung by one man, a cappella no less, and he still stayed on pitch with every one of them. He amazes me. I think it's wonderful. All right, let's pick her up again with the Delta Rhythm Boys, Dry Bones.
Who will Elijah? He saw a mighty number.
I'm moving
way up in the middle of the air. Elijah, he saw a mighty number.
I'm moving
way in the middle of the air. Come to body, move Elijah. He saw a mighty number.
I'm moving
way up in the middle of the air. Elijah, he saw a mighty number.
I'm moving
way. Gates in the east,
and there were
three gates in the west.
Let me tell you.
desires flash by like the burning sun. Old John got scared, he wanted to run. Well, he wanted to run, but his feet wouldn't go. Cause he felt the gospel cutting like a two-edged sword. And he heard a voice, he said, John, you take a look and read what you see. And you write it in a book you saw. 12 angels in the east. 12 angels in the west.
Hallelujah, brother.
12 angels in the north. 12 angels in the south.
That's a total of
48 angels to the city. Oh, spread wide. Hallelujah, you've got to buy that I jumped. You saw my number.
Hey, how are you doing today, girl?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. Everyone okay there?
Well, I'm okay, but I'm the only one here besides Apache, so I don't know about everyone. Because there's three people in the chat now, so it's picking up. At first, I thought I was going to be all by myself. But it didn't turn out that way, so that's okay. And I've only played 4 songs now, so that's all right. Apache's going crazy on the carpet. Whatever.
Yeah.
He'll be
what
all right.
What's he doing?
Scratching at it like what's he's trying to take to China.
Oh, my goodness.
Trying to fluff it up. I don't know why he's trying to fluff it up. He should know better. But that's all right. So, anyway, at least it's sunny today so far. First time
in
a week.
Hey, that's really good because it's sunny here, but it's cold.
It is cold here, yes. It got down in the 20s last night. It's going to be 28 again tonight. So, that's not good. But.
No. Oh, well. We just have to live with it. It's all we can do.
Or move. If I had money, I'd move. It's like, okay, there's snow in Spokane. At least there's a reason for it to be cold, you know?
Yeah.
Man, if it's going to be cold, I want a reason for it to be cold. If it's going to be rainy, that's okay. It can be cold if it's rainy. That's damp, so that's all right. But if it's sunshiny and cold, I don't like it sunshiny and cold. I don't like that. If it's sunshiny, it should be warm. And it doesn't work that way, but that's how I think of it. Anyway, all right, let's do some more music because I've only got an hour-long show today. So let's see. How about the Million Dollar Quartet? down by the riverside. They ain't gonna get wet.
Well, I'm gonna lay down. I'm gonna lay down my burdens down by the sand.
Oh, what was you playing a while ago, Carl A? You playing A a while ago?
Well, I'm gonna lay down my burden down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. I'm gonna lay down my burden down by the riverside. 31 no more. Well, I ain't gonna 31 no more. 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 Well, I'm gonna put on my long white robe down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. I'm gonna put on my long white robe down by the riverside. I'm gonna study one no more. Well, I ain't gonna study one no more.
Just my mind, the light of the load that you bear. You know what that
you got to wait and make sure those guys are done, because quite often they want to do a turnaround and do it all over again. And that's fine. I got no problem with that, but you got to make sure they're finished first. Okay. How about Johnny Cash? You want to hear some Johnny Cash? Why not?
A lot.
Yeah.
Good old Johnny.
Go, Johnny. Gospel Road.
Two weary travelers from Jerusalem, walking with a stranger down that dusty highway. Two weary travelers from Jerusalem, walking with a stranger down that dusty road. And they walked another hour to Emmaus town, and shared their supper till the sun went down. When he broke the bread, then the word spread around that Christ was on that gospel road. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John told about Jesus on that dusty highway. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John told about Jesus on that dusty road. How his pillows were the stones where they laid his head. How the hungry 5,000 on the hill were fed. How they sent him to the cross, but he came back instead to walk upon that gospel road. Paul and Silas in the midnight jail were talking about Jesus on that dusty highway. Paul and Silas in the midnight jail were talking about Jesus on that dusty road. And they sang out rejoicing, and the jail split wide. The doors busted open and they walked outside. But they went back to preaching through the countryside and walking down that gospel road. So two by two and three by three, they walked in his footsteps on that dusty highway. Two by two and three by three, they walked in his footsteps on that dusty road. And they died in shipwrecks and in lions' dens. And they died on crosses and the spears of men. But when one fell back, two more would start again to walk upon that gospel road. Two weary travelers from Jerusalem, walking to Emmaus on that gospel highway. Two weary pilgrims from Jerusalem, walking to Emmaus on that gospel road. On the highway to Galilee is Emmaus town. It was here eyewitnesses saw him walking down. When the three broke the bread, then the word spread around that Christ was on that gospel road. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John told about Jesus on that dusty highway. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John told about Jesus on that dusty road. How his pillows were the stones where he laid his head. How the hungry 5,000 on the hill were fed. How they sent him to the cross, but he came back instead to walk upon that gospel road. About Jesus on that gospel highway. Preaching about Jesus on that gospel road.
He was good. He was.
He was.
I'm glad we still have his music.
He always had a story that always sounded so good with his voice. Have you ever noticed that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Have you heard him do his soliloquy about the flag?
I don't recall it, Jenny.
Oh, if you can find that, that's marvelous. He does about the flag and why he loves the United States.
Oh, well, yes, I have. Yes, it's great. Yes.
He does good stories. And he did... He does a song I like to play on 4th of July about the ragged old flag.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, too, yeah.
Yeah, he can make you cry. He can make you cry. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I love this.
And that song opened my eyes to the real facts of what happened that day with this song. I didn't know, really. You know, you read about it, you know, we've all read about it and heard about it, but as far as putting it in a song, he just made it wonderful.
Now, which day was that?
That was Independence Day.
Oh, with the ragged old flag?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That wasn't about just one day, honey. That was about all the battles that old flag had been through.
Well, yeah, it was. It was all of them, yeah.
Yeah,
but
they
anyway.
Just decided to keep that ragged old flag in their town center to stand for everything that the United States did.
Because all of the battles, it was still standing.
Yep. It was ragged, but it was there.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't disrespectful in that particular instance because it stood for all of the battles and everything that people had fought for to keep the United States free as the United States. So it was a respectful thing to keep that flag in its raggedy old condition and have it flying high. So, I kind of hope somewhere, I don't think it is, but I would hope somewhere that the flag that Francis Scott Key saw flying over the battlements when he wrote our national anthem with all of the bombs and the flak and everything going off, the cannon fire and the muskets, and I would hope that they kept that flag somewhere. I wish they would have kept that flag somewhere.
Yeah, I wondered that, where it would be.
They burned it, honey.
Oh, they did burn it finally?
They didn't keep it. It was a sign of respect to take flags that were in a very ragged condition and stuff like that and burn them. I could be wrong. That could be one that maybe they saved in a museum somewhere. I would like to know if they did. I can imagine there wasn't a whole lot left of it after that battle. But it inspired Francis Scott Key to write our national anthem.
There wouldn't be much left of it. It would be in shreds. Sure.
Well, between the cannon fire and the muskets and the smoke and the sparks and all that stuff, you know, I can't imagine there was much left of it. I would like to know for sure whether they did keep those shreds or whether they had a respectful ceremony and burned it. That too, for a very, very long time, was a sign of respect for our flag and our country, that when a flag got all raggedy and ripped up, that there would be a ceremony and burn it.
Yeah.
So that we never had a raggedy old flag flying for other countries to see, that we were always high and proud, and the flag was always well kept.
Mm-hmm.
I think some of those flags needed to be saved for what they stood for and what they went through to remind us that it wasn't always nice and clean and sparkly, bright and well mended, you know. It went through a lot of stuff, as we did. So that's, I would like to find out for sure whether they kept that flag or not. I wonder if I can look it up somewhere. I'm going to try and find it. Okay, anyway, here is the Chuck Wagon Gang. He will set your fields on fire.
There's a call that rings from the throne, it springs to all who are unstrayed. Say, come ye men, and your load of sin down at the altar lay. Many do not heed, for the chain of greed still crushes their desire. Be assured, my friend, if you still are
I like that. Okay, here's one by Earl Taylor called The Hillbilly Preacher.
Well, I know a preacher in the Tennessee hills, and the people all call him Old Parson Bill. He's a hillbilly preacher from Tennessee. Better look out, devil, better let him be. All kneel and pray, and everybody's getting ready for the judgment day. He's a hillbilly preacher from Tennessee. You better look out, devil, better let him be. Well, he got on his mule with his Bible by his side. He's a-looking for the devil, gonna tan his hide. He's a hillbilly preacher from Tennessee. You better look out, devil, better let him be. Well, his story is true, cause I done been told. I whip the devil with a hickory pole. He's a hillbilly preacher from Tennessee. Better look out, devil, better let him be.
You better look out, devil. He'll whip you with a hickory stick, that's for sure. Okay. I like those banjo songs. They make me smile. I need something to make me smile today, and that makes me smile. I like that. How about Jerry Lee Lewis? Now, Jerry Lee Lewis is not one. I never thought of him as doing gospel, but he sure did. He did. And here's Jerry Lee Lewis doing How Great Thou Art.
Oh, Lord, my God, am I often wonder, consider all the wealth that the world has known. I can hear your voice, and I can hear your road and ponder. Hey, Lord, my God, how great Thou art. Then sang my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art. How great Thou art. Yes, sang in my soul, my Savior God to Thee.
Thank you.
He did a pretty good job with that. Kind of surprised me. There you go. I like it. All right. Here is Sovereign Grace Music with How High and How Wide. Played it at least once, but I don't remember it. So that's all right. That's all right. We played it again. Found another song we like. That's okay, too. Here's one by Lloyd Goodson. If Jesus was a trucker, imagine that, huh?
Breaker 19, JC on the front door, all you southbound cotton pickers, negatory on the lot lizards and happy pills, affirmative on the whiteout, we got a lemonade stand at the base of the grapevine, come on. If Jesus was a trucker, he'd pull up to your dock, he'd load up all your heartaches, he'd stack them to the top. Head on down the grapevine and roll through Bakersfield. He'd unload in Modesto, he'd really wheel and deal. He'd load his shiny Transtar all down with brand new wine. And a Jubilee you can't believe till he rolls in on time. If Jesus was a trucker, you bet he'd be your friend. You'd call his name, he'd hear you plain when the skip's not even in. Lay that hammer down.
trucker, you'd soon be heaven bound. Baker Burn, you got an air bear on your donkey, we're gonna shake the boy and send him duck hunting. Could Jesus be a trucker? You better think about it, friend. They missed him as a carpenter, and wait till he comes rolling in. The hands that missed him last time crash landed in the rough, and I wondered what JB would think if JC drove a truck. He may not be a trucker, you better listen, friend, he's real. And sometimes I feel the nail-scarred hand just holding to my wheel. Sometimes I feel his glory right here in this old cow. One day the devil backlogged all my sin, but he picked up my tab. Breaker, all you cotton pickers, do you see that ball of light? Shaped like a corn binder, blow my doors off, flying north on I-5, taking down the mile marker, smoking the pavement, and mercy sake, Jake, the blacktop's on fire.
Going down I-5. They need a lot of Jesus on I-5, I tell you. Hell yeah. All right, here's one by Guy Penrod. He was part of Statlers. He has got a voice on him. Boy, God bless that man. This is called I'm Gonna Sing.
Dentist of foggy night, and a tune is the rope that can throw a man hope when he's going down for the third time. It's a sweet melody that can cut your heart free from the chains of a past defeat. You can suddenly see through the sweet harmony a path for your wandering feet. I'm gonna sing just as long as it takes for a song to make sad heavy spirits. I'm gonna keep making music that carries the secret that Jesus is liberty. I'm gonna turn off the sounds that would drag people down to the pit of his pond of sea. With a sweet happy tune, he is coming soon for his children like you and me.
Don't tell me the world is a hopeless old place, and I might as well just give in to the doom and gloom. Life's a waiting room for the blow that threw us all in. I can't sympathize when before my eyes is a hope shining bright as day. I've got to follow the song that keeps drawing me on with my feet dancing all the way. I'm gonna sing just as long as it takes for a song to make sad heavy spirits free. I'm gonna keep making music that carries the secret that Jesus is liberty. I'm gonna turn off the sounds that would drag people down to the pit of despondency. With a sweet happy tune, he is coming soon for his children like you and me. I'm gonna sing just as long as it takes for a song to make sad heavy spirits free. I'm gonna keep making music that carries the secret that Jesus is liberty. I'm gonna turn off the sounds that would drag people down to the pit of despondency. With a sweet happy tune, he is coming soon for his children like you and me. Yeah, with a sweet happy tune, he is coming soon for his children like you and me. Keep making music that carries the secret that Jesus is liberty.
I am going to have to remember I have that song in there. I like that song. And Guy Penrod singing it just makes it that much better. He's fantastic. I can see why Statler's wanted him as part of their group. That was awesome. Well, guys, it is that time. I'm only doing an hour-long show this Sunday. I don't know if that's going to be a regular thing or not. I guess it just depends on how things go and what's rolling out in life. All right, but for right now, today, an hour long seemed to be just perfect. So that was good. And I'm glad that it did put a smile on Carolyn's face. You get well, baby girl. Yes, and God is going to touch you, honey, and he is going to fix that problem with that medication. You're going to be fine, okay? God says so. So you're going to be fine. It's fine. And this music, I didn't have a playlist to go from today. It was like, you know what? I have songs in there, and I bet you I can just trust God to lead me to the ones that people need to hear. And I think he did. I think today needed to be a day that we are lifted up, that our spirits are made happy. And I think the music today did that. It made our hearts lighter and put smiles on faces. And that is what today was all about. So bless you all. I'm glad you joined me. I hope your hearts were blessed, your spirits were blessed, and you go out and share that smile that God's music put on your face. You know what, Carolyn? You're going to be fine, sugar. You're going to be fine. God loves you, and we love you, and you are going to be fine. Okay? All right, Clyde, take care of that sugar woman. And you're going to be fine too, honey, because you are taking care of a precious cargo. All right? All right, everybody. May the good Lord bless and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you and give you peace.
I don't think I've ever heard that before. It's cute. Take care of that sugar woman.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it just kind of fell out. You see, we put a smile on your face, too. There you go. See, God knows what he's doing, even if he uses my dickness to do it. That's all right with me. I love you, baby girl. We're good. All right. Everybody go out and share your smile that God put on your face. And here is Elvis, If I Can Dream, from the 68 comeback.
There must be lights burning brighter somewhere. Got to be birds flying higher in a sky more blue. If I can dream of a better land where all my brothers walk hand in hand, tell me why, oh why. And understanding sometimes. Strong winds of promise that will blow away all the doubt and fear. If I can dream of a warmer sun where hope keeps shining, oh, ever be one. Tell me why, oh, why, oh, why won't that sun that's right.
Thank you. Good night.